marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Oh, Al, you even brushed your teeth. Hey, you're not Al.
Yeah, and you're no Mars bar.
A fat woman creatured her way into the shoe store today.
Let me guess, Al. She sat down and then she couldn't get up.
No, Peg. That would be you.
Oh, honey, I can get up. But why would I?
To give the cushions a breather? Anyway, this three times a lady told me that the Kyoto National Bank was buying a new football scoreboard for Polk High.
Oh, much better than a new library.
That's exactly what I said. But the best part is, Peg, they're dedicating it to the most famous Polk High football legend. A hint, 4 touchdowns in 1 game.
You?
You?
Well, it's not official yet, but who else went to Polk, scored 4 times in 1 game besides you?
Al, why do you think you'd win? I mean, Marcy works at the Kyoto Bank, and she hates you more than I do.
Oh, hold on now, Peg. Well, Marcy and I have a lot in common.
Wrong house.
Well, we both live on the same side of the street. Both married deadbeats. I eat chicken, she is one.
Dad, she's had you arrested over 20 times. And you call her the little neighbor boy.
Pet name! Listen, Bud, I want you to go over there and I want you to pick up that unsightly trash that's been accumulating on her yard.
Dad, you threw it there.
You want to talk to me a little bit outside?
Fine.
Just do it! Didn't I tell you to... That you are the most attractive, vibrant woman I have ever seen.
Wrong house.
He thinks you're here about the scoreboard.
Well, as a matter of fact, I am.
I told you, Peg!
The nominating committee wants to dedicate the new Polk High football scoreboard to you, Al.
Moi? What a surprise.
Well, before you brush off your good underwear, there is still one obstacle that lies between you and the eternal happiness you seek.
You heard it, Peg. Get out!
Not her, Al. Me.
You know, Marcy, I used to call you a chicken, but in this light, you look more like the stately peacock.
Save it. I told that committee that there had to be a better football player that came out of Polk. So they've given me 24 hours to find one.
They could give you 24 lifetimes and a new set of tail feathers. You'd never be able to find a better one.
Maybe so. But I will not rest until someone else's name is on that scoreboard.
Dad, I finished cleaning up the Darcy's yard. Where do you want me to put this?
Put it back where you found it. Before you throw it over the fence, light it on fire!
Here, Mr. Darcy, here are all the yearbooks from my senior years in high school.
Thanks, Kelly. So far, we've found only one football player in Polk High history who can even hold a candle to your father. He's trying to reach him now.
Yeah, is Scooter McPhee there? He's not. He's where? Leavenworth? That's great! I mean, it's great he's off the streets. Bye-bye. Jefferson, he killed a whole mess of people. He won't be out for months. That scoreboard is mine!
It's kind of like a real father getting a promotion.
Only better, Pumpkin, because I may not have a lot of money or a job I can stand, people I want to come home to. But now I'm going to have a scoreboard that proudly bears my name. See, that's my legacy, Pumpkin. And when I'm gone, I hope it's soon, you can look up and say that fine-looking scoreboard is dedicated to...
Terry Bradshaw!
Terry Bradshaw? I never had no nickname Terry Bradshaw.
Not you, you chin strap. I mean Super Bowl champion and Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw.
What are you talking about? Terry Bradshaw never went to Polk High.
He did for 2 months in 1965. Just long enough to join the chess club and play Glinda in The Wizard of Oz.
That is Bradshaw, right between that Munchkin and Dorothy. Look at that right there.
Why are you doing this to me, Marcy?
Because God's on vacation and he asked me to fill in. Oh, don't worry, Al. We still want you to come to the ceremony. And if you don't mind, would you wear this T-shirt? It would be an inspiration to all the students.
Daddy, this is an outrage. This is just like the time that Odie stole Garfield's lasagna. Now, he earned that lasagna, and you earned that scoreboard. Do you know what? All he had for dinner was cold cat food. Now, I don't want that to happen to you, Daddy. So I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to get that scoreboard back for you, and nothing is going to stand in my way. We're trapped.
Watch this, Jefferson. Push, sweetheart.
Thank you, Daddy.
Quiet on the set. And action.
Konnichiwa. I'm Terry Bradshaw for Kyoto National Bank.
Give me a K, give me a Y, give me an O, T, O.
Yes, and what does it spell?
I have no idea. What? It spells Kyoto, you home entertainment center. I'm sorry, Terry. I'll get another girl down here who can spell.
You do? I'm walking.
We're on a five. So, Terry, I'll get makeup in here to give you a touch-up. You'll have to excuse me for a few minutes. I've got a lot to do before tomorrow's dedication, and unlike you, I don't have anyone on the sidelines calling in the place.
Hey, whoa. I called my own place. That was Staubach. I beat him in the Super Bowl twice!
Yeah. Brad Clayshaw? Terry Brad Pitt? Hey, Mr. Football Star Guy.
Hi.
I'm Kelly. I'm your makeup artist.
Oh, well, what happened to Christy?
Well, she's a little tied up right now. Wow, what happened to your arm?
I broke my wrist.
No, the other one. It's so much smaller and fecklier. So, you must be really honored having this entire field named after you, huh?
Well, I am, but I mean, I'm not sure I deserve it. I only went to Polk High for 2 months. And I mean, I never even put on a football uniform.
Played naked? Maybe you do deserve this.
Actually, I didn't play at all.
Huh. That's funny, because, see, my father, Al Bundy, he did play for Polk High. In fact, he scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game. It was the highlight of his life.
That's impressive.
Yeah, well, apparently not to the Bank of Coyote. See, my father gave everything he had to Poke High. And if you look at him now, you'll know that that's all he had. Look, Mr. Shawshank. You're a big football star. I mean, you know what it's like to win the big one. My father never even won the little one. So, will you please just let him have this one stupid honor?
Stop, please. He can have it.
You mean it?
Absolutely. I mean, don't worry. I'll take care of it. Tomorrow, at the dedication, your daddy's gonna know what it's like to win the big one. Oh.
Terry freaking Bradshaw. How come the quarterbacks get all the glory? He never scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game.
Dad, you just need to watch some TV and take your mind off Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, maybe you're right.
I'll take Terry Bradshaw for $1,000, Alex. Tonight on Family Matters, Urkel finds his long-lost father, Terry Bradshaw.
Tonight on PBS, The Three Tenors and Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, man. You wouldn't believe the traffic out there. Between the ticker tape parades, the autograph hounds, and the gorgeous babe swooning for him, you'd think the Pope was in town.
Let me guess. Terry Bradshaw.
You got it. Look, he signed my sleeve.
Well, I guess Bradshaw does need some happiness. He only had all those years with the Steelers, the endorsements, the broadcasting career.
Yeah, and don't forget those Cannonball Run movies he made with Mel Tillis.
Remember that? Those were good.
Nominated for those.
Jefferson, the man won more Super Bowls than I've had good days. Now Marcy and her Hideo Nomo-loving cronies down at the bank. They want to give him what's rightfully mine. Well, I can takes no more. When a Bundy doesn't get what is rightfully his, he makes sure no one else gets it either.
I know now what we must do.
This is where your father used to do all his scoring. Back in the prehistoric days when we were dating.
Yeah. When dinosaurs roamed the land and not my bedroom.
Daddy, I'm so glad you decided to come. I have a feeling you're going to get a big surprise later.
Oh, I'm sure someone will.
Hey, where's Bud? He said he was going to be here.
Oh, he's around here someplace. 00 shoot to gold digger. Do you read me?
Yeah, this is Gold Digger. What's up, Al?
Code names, you idiot!
Sorry, 00 shoe.
That's better. Is Son of Frankenstein down there with you?
Wait a sec. Can I please have a better code name? Okay, you be Gold Digger. I'll be Son of Frankenstein.
Don't you mean Bride of Frankenstein?
You little
pet. Hey, don't touch that!
Focus, gentlemen, focus. You're on a mission that involves precise timing and ruthless efficiency. Now, I have checked the program and determined the optimum moment to strike is when they play the fight song.
Al, you're not paying any attention to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peg. You're looking quite adequate today.
Oh, honey, I can't wait to get you home and...
Oh. I always wanted to hear a woman say that. She's not my own mother.
Since Agent Orange just breached my security... This is the last radio contact we'll have. We'll strike when they play the school fight song. Halfway through, there is a cymbal crash. That is your cue. Do you read?
Got it, 00.
Yeah, we're locked and loaded.
Is this on? Is this on? this on? If you can hear me in the back, please raise your hand. I don't think that particular gesture is appropriate. Al. I'm Marcy Darcy, and I'd like to welcome you all on behalf of Kyoto National Bank, where when you open a savings account, we give you a free kimono.
Boo!
Or a six-pack.
Yeah!
So without further ado, let's give a traditional Pokai welcome, a big round of applause for our honored guest, Mr. Terry Bradshaw.
For the applauding, either Terry Bradshaw started speaking or Mrs. Darcy stopped. Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. All we have to do is listen for that cymbal crash. Pop one. Don't mind if I do. All right. Purse?
So, people often ask me how I threw what was considered by many as the most famous pass of all time, the Immaculate Reception. And I tell them, it was very much like at my bachelor's party where I just close my eyes and heave!
Gee, Al, you're taking this rather maturely.
Well, Peg, I just figured it out that ultimately everyone gets what they deserve.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll get yours, Daddy.
You can say that again, Pumpkin.
Well, I'm sure you'll get yours, Daddy.
This award is truly a great honor. And that's why this scoreboard should be dedicated to someone that is as much a part of Polk High football as these bleachers or that goalpost or the low test scores.
What a blowhard.
That's why this scoreboard can only be named after one man. Al! Four touchdowns in a single game, Bundy!
Al, your name is on the scoreboard.
Oh, Peg, on the field.
Bundy, 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 Bundy.
Hey, bud. Sounds like they're chanting Bundy, Bundy. Kelly probably just bent over to pick up a quarter. Hey, okay. There's the band. Remember, when we hear the cymbal, we blow the scoreboard.
Hundreds of organizations are claiming credit for the bombing of the Al Bundy scoreboard, including the National Organization of Women, the National Organization of Fat Women, and the government of France.
Come on in. Daddy? Before Mr. Spam Shank left here, he wanted to talk to you.
Al. I just want to say that despite everything, I still respect you, man. I mean, you are without a doubt the greatest athlete and Polk High history. I mean, that incredible run that you had today just proved one thing to me, man, that you could have been a big star in the NFL. I'll tell you something else, Al. You're my MVP. I love you guys.
Push. Now, I know that Daddy can't see, but that must have been the new highlight of his life.
Oh, well, probably not. He can't hear either.